Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
If you believe in the future of digital advertising, and you should, because 50% of television advertising has already shifted to digital and continues to accelerate, then you're going to love discovering Kiddos in this interview. That's because Kiddos is the absolute leader in child-safe mobile advertising. How big are they? Almost 5,000 apps around the world are using Kiddos to reach over 400 million kids. They're working with top brands like Disney, McDonald's, Hasbro, Lego. You can imagine they're an app, so they're a trusted partner of both Apple and Google. And revenue growth from 2017 at $1.9 million to this year, 2023 fiscal, where I know we're in 2024, $13.3 million. So they're not just talking a big game, they're walking a big game. And that's what we're here to talk about. Jason, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, George. Great to be here.
$13.3 million US, by the way, for all our Canadian fans who are watching. Correct. Do your own math at home as to what that turns into Canadian dollars. That's a number every small cap company would kill for, especially in this environment. How are you guys able to pull off such a monster number?
Thanks. Yeah, no, we're proud of how we're doing as a team. We've got a great, you know, group of staff here that's executing on our kind of three pillars, which is technology, operations, and sales commercial. And we're firing on all cylinders. And I'm very proud of what we've achieved. I think, though, to your question, how did we do it? You know, we're delivering great media, great value with great service on a great platform to our partners, and they're spending more.
Essentially, you're a trusted, it's one thing for Goracom to run ads in general on Google to try and attract clients, right? It's quite another if I'm Georgecom Toys and I want to get my message in front of a younger audience. That's right. Not so easy, right, Jason? And that's where you guys differentiate.
It's not easy, no. The companies, all of them, who want to reach under 13s because of the decline of linear television do not have a lot of options. And so they look to YouTube. But even there, there's question marks about what audience is watching most times. Whereas in kids' apps, it's kids playing. And so we're a trusted source. Kids love to play their games, and we're delivering them video and rich media in those favorite games at really high quality, great performance, and it works.
Yeah, and the ultimate validator for that is your $13.3 million in revenue, because there are a lot, you know, Georgecom Digital, I could say I've got this platform and I put into mobile apps and try and do what you do. But
sure,
the revenue really proves that the market looks to you guys. Why they look to you, Jason, as opposed to Georgecom Digital campaigns?
Well, they're looking to us, I mean, because they know the audience is there and, you know, they've tested the platform and it's worked for them. I think what's interesting and that we're going to see more in 24 and in the future is that mobile games as a category is really starting to catch fire within the agencies who ultimately hold the brand's money. And so, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I'm living in London currently. You ride any transport, you see half the people playing games at all times. And you see this everywhere. And it's just the way it is. The numbers behind gaming usage across every single demographic, and kids probably number one, are incredibly high. And brands know this, and agencies who, you know, have been a little bit slower at times, they get attached to certain channels, are starting to say, wait a minute, this is high performance media. This is where the people are. We need to go there. And they're starting to put more and more money behind it.
And I'm not going to ask for specific, you know, click-through rates or all that kind of stuff, but how good is the performance? And, you know, so here's George, you know, here's little George, he's 11 years old, and I'm playing a game. And I see a message for, you know, Jason Toys or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
You know, how, generally speaking, how much better is that performance versus other comparables out there.
Multiples better. So what the wow. video unit that you get in Kiddo's advertising is a 30-second no skip video. And so these have completion rates anywhere from kind of the mid 80s to the 90s. So that's the percentage of people that start an ad that finish the ad. And so that's very high in digital advertising. Most orders that would come in for a standard digital advertising video unit would say minimum of 70% completion rate. And we're kind of in the mid 80s to 90s on the completion rate. So you're getting great performance and attention from the people who are viewing these ads. And then what's interesting too is that another key metric is the amount of clicks. So how much traffic does the media generate? And because the users are playing games, they're comfortable touching the screen. Whereas in most other mediums, people don't want to touch the screen because it will interfere with their content. So they're comfortable
watching a YouTube
touching the
video
screens.
About something, and I don't want to click it. Out somewhere else.
Exactly. So YouTube's going to get under 1% click rate, and we're getting in the neighborhood of 5, 6, 7%. So 5 to 8 times more clicks than a YouTube.
They're going to find a way to sell some kind of a toy or a gimmick or a stuffed animal of some kind.
Yeah.
Because
if
you can get those click through rates, I could build an entire business around that.
Yeah, no, and lots of people do. And, you know, we know that the people are there. And another great fact that we're seeing too is that, like, through different types of tracking software, you can see the attention that people are paying to types of ads. And gaming ads are actually at the top of the pile now because people are holding their device. It's close to their eyes. Whereas on YouTube, you know, sometimes you're watching, sometimes you're not. An ad comes up, you might check a different device and do something. Whereas when you're gaming, you're very engaged. And so when that ad comes up, you're going to spend that 30 seconds just watching the ad. It's the highest attention grabber of the media types as well. So that's starting to get the agency attention.
Now, you had a fantastic year for fiscal year 2023. Now we're talking about 2024. And here's the quote, because you see 2024 being even stronger. And here's your quote. The company continued to invest through 2023, increasing its overall staff, adding 7 new sales partnerships throughout the world in anticipation of growth in 2024 and future years as mobile digital advertising continues to develop. What kind of, I'm not going to ask for projection because you haven't put one out there, but you know, sure. How much stronger, give us an idea of why you think 2024 is going to be even stronger than a great year in 2023.
Yeah. So 2024, we're confident is going to be a record. So that I'm putting that out there. We're going for record territory in 2024. First of all, because, you know, we're in April now, we've got good signals from the market. And so we've got that. Second of all, in 2023, we made some strategic shifts in the way that the selling was going and the way that the demand, as we call it here in the advertising business, was coming in. And those disrupted some of the flows in 2023. It's still a good year, but could have, you know, we had to make some changes. And the way that those changes have been done, we're seeing them flow really nicely. And we're just gearing up now to get into the busy season, and the team is already feeling like it's the busy season. So, you know, we're very confident in multiple channels showing record numbers. And I think another aspect, two other aspects, actually. One I spoke about before, where the agencies are starting to bite harder and take off more of this type of media. And another one is that sales partners who've built a reputation on our media are able to really roll with that reputation now because it is delivering so well. We don't drop balls. The performance is always good. And so those orders are increasing in size and scale and frequency. So add all those up and we're going to have a record.
So in addition to your own internally created tailwinds, because that's you guys, you know, taking control of your direction and adding some tailwind for growth. You've also got a couple of externals. So first of all, let's talk about macro. No matter what, we've kind of touched on it. More and more people, especially young people, are turning their attention to digital versus TV. How is that? But TV still, I mean, I don't know about kids, but you know, the Super Bowl wasn't too long ago. You still see that TV plays an important role. how is that tug of war going between TV and digital? I think inevitably digital is obviously going to win, but how is that tug of war going, and how is that helping you? Because just that natural transfer just adds more business to you.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, it is a tug of war, and digital has won the lion's share of that budget away from TV already. But, you know, there are still, I was speaking with a group just the other day, and they're spending, you know, several million still on TV as of 2023. But they've said, oh, you know what, it's over for us now. We're moving all to digital. So where are we going to put this? And so we're still seeing flows come off of TV because, you know, the returns just aren't there the way they were, and the audience isn't there. And so now they're having to listen to the advice of agency and planners and put the money where the audience is. And for us and for kids, people trying to reach kids, that's one of our key areas, and that what they need to do. So we're seeing that benefit. And so, like you say, the tug of war, digital's winning and will win. And, you know, we continue to win. And, you know, I think most of it's come, but there's still another probably 20 to 25% of it still to come off.
You know, it's funny when you say that, when you say that the TV side, the return isn't there for them anymore. Right. I'm even wondering, how do they even know how bad it is? Because with TV, you really don't have a way to measure it. Nowhere near as specific as you can be on George's campaign. Like, George, you had this many watches for this long, this many click-throughs, bang. TV, is that just old habits die hard? Because that to me would seem like
they try and map back to sales data as much as they can. And so, you know, when campaigns used to go live on TV, they would see uplifts in sales, and they don't see that anymore. So they have to be more nimble and more varied and have a good mix and a good kind of strategy on sales and digital sales. And, you know, it's more complicated for them, but we're one of those tools in the toolbox that they should rely on, and what the big guys are doing, the little guys too, and it works for them.
So to be clear for everyone at home, that big chunk of advertising GeorgeCom Toys is still doing on TV, you're hearing is going to find its way to digital because it's almost over.
Oh yeah,
that's just a huge bump without you doing anything. That's just, well, hey, Jason, we've had so much success with you, we're gonna allocate more dollars to you. So let's talk about a program.
That's what we see year over year. And it's at least got, you know, 2 to 3, maybe 4 more years of flows off of TV. And so we've got that bumper of digital just growing and us in the right place and being the leading supplier. And so that is one of the things just floating the business. We don't even have to win away from competitors. And we believe we're doing that as well. Nice.
Well, yeah, we've seen some of the biggest companies in the world. That's how Google grew, right? Let's face it. That's how Google just grew from this transfer. Obviously, it had a superior product, but just, you know, people were transferring money away from newspapers, magazines, TV, radio, and saying, we got to go Google. So the same kind of effect.
It's very similar.
Not that we're not trying to tell everyone you're going to be Google, but that's the same kind of effect. You're sitting there waiting to catch these dollars. The second thing is, go ahead. You're going to say something. Go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just going to say we're doing that and we're capturing that. I mean, both in the kids' business and in our non-kids kind of focus, you know, we're championing mobile games because mobile games is a massive category that's been hugely underlooked, and brands need to be there. Brands should have three pillars. It should be YouTube, it should be social, and it should be mobile games, because mobile games is the top of the gaming pillar. Social, you know, you got your Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Roll that out to some other video channels, but YouTube's, you know, important. And we see mobile games, and brands are starting to see them as top three pillar.
The second tailwind you have come in your favor, we've touched on this before, so just do a quick recap, but is the law. The law is getting much stricter on traditional advertising networks and the kind of ads they can put in front of kids, especially. How has that continued to advance, if at all, since we last spoke?
Yeah.
Or the last year?
I mean, I would say the main aspect there is that the risk, you know, brands are not comfortable with the risk that that brings. And so they know that they have to be on compliant channels, and Kiddos being a leader within this space is a top compliant channel. And so we definitely see large brands who are core advertisers saying, we need to do more. We want to connect differently. We want to grow our business. And you know, we trust you because you're a qualified provider that's always been good service and transparent with us. And how can we take this kind of to the next level? And so that's what we're focused on. And that's a great way for us to build both trust and growth.
Question for you. I just kind of think about this out of the blue. The revenue you're doing is tremendous. But having said that, you're talking about the total advertising market out there. If you just talk about North America's hundreds of billions of dollars, right? Are you just one phone call away, or am I being unrealistic and I just want to ask, but are you just one phone call away from a major brand calling you up and saying, hey, Kiddos, you know, we're going to dump this much spend on you guys, 10, 20 million, 30 million, which is still a drop in the bucket for them. Is that realistic? Is that the way how the world works, or is it more?
I think
just
it's realistic.
Going to be incremental.
No, I think it's realistic because I mean, they would probably it wouldn't be going from 100 to 300 to 500,000. It would be okay. Here's 1 million. Oh, actually, that worked great. Here's five, and it would grow in that way. And I think that it is very realistic because, like I say, this is a pillar channel of marketing and advertising, and it has so much capability and so much power that it is being underlooked. And if you're talking to brands who are spending 100 or 200 or $300 or $400 million in advertising, then to say, hey, Kiddos, here's 5 or 10 is not unrealistic at all, especially if we're looking at, we are a global company and we reach kids globally and they have their products globally. So it makes sense. And we're here building, you know, we've invested another $3 million in our technology last year. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, every year that we can put, you know, non-capitalized technology into our company year after year with high quality engineers and leadership, we're going to be coming out the other side with some pretty cool machines that, offer great value and great media and can make a great business behind. So we're very proud of that.
Can't all be upside. There's no business in the world that has all upside. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Google or if you're Exxon. Look, Google was late with their Gemini AI application. Their AI model at the end of the day, like by a year. So sometimes it doesn't matter all the resources you have, things don't go perfect. So having said that, devil's advocate, what are some of the hurdles and challenges you face? You know, is there screaming competition coming from GeorgeCom?
The biggest challenge, actually, no, we're not too worried about that because we're far enough along on the technology that we know our position is strong and it's close to impossible to kind of take us over in this area where we're strong. I think the biggest challenge is pushing through the agency conversations who are, you know, are holding big budgets and they've made maybe commitments to other channels or positions. And, you know, Kiddos is doing great, but we're still not, you know, the biggest kid on the block and we're not a global advertising company. And so we don't have these deep agreements with agencies to spend hundreds of millions of dollars. And so, you know, it's harder to kind of break through into the budgets in that area. And so as things evolve, I think that, you know, we'll get there, but that's our biggest challenge for 24 and pushing into 25 is to become relevant to the larger agencies who make the ultimate decision.
Yeah. And you guys have already made headway there, right? Because I know in the past you've talked about
for sure
having a lot of direct meetings with the agency. So it's just a case of the first nut cracking and then the rest will probably follow.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's like you want to come at it from multiple angles. So you want to have the brand excited. You want to get them, you know, talk to the agency, maybe talk to five people from the agency. And so you have to just come at it from every angle, just keep knocking on doors, and the quality, and you know, that's rises to the top, because not everybody can offer such great quality in the media, and that makes a difference at the end of the day.
And not every small cap can offer $13.3 million US in revenue and have it to be a slight down year actually from the year before, and true, still point to, most likely you called it here, you're calling for a record year in 2024.
That's the plan.
Which is going to be great to watch. But congratulations, Jason. You almost, look, I know how difficult it is to hit these kind of numbers, because we're in the same business, generally speaking. Sure. And that's a great number, especially in the industry you're playing in. And can't wait to see what else you have, because you're always back on. I can't wait to have you back on for the next big milestone.
Thank you, George. Great to see you.
For everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform, to Jason Williams. He's the CEO at Kiddos, the company trades in Canada, KIDZ. Gotta love that symbol. And for our friends in the US, KDOZF. For those new to the story, but you're wondering, who are these guys doing 13.3 million US in top line revenue? I got to find out more. Get to the profile page on Agoracom, because we give you a good 30,000 foot overview about the company, generally speaking. And then once you got that under your belt, head over to the company's website, do your deep dive due diligence, and hopefully today you discover your next great small cap tech company. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next.
Hey guys, this podcast is over, but don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agoracom Small Cap Podcast.